Today's American.
I'd like to make a motion that I get $5,000 out of my community grant aid. What are we giving?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Susan?
Community improvement?
Yeah.
Please.
Is that?
I have motion, Mr.
I just got a question though, but community improvement implied to me, I thought, was not going to be for like these organizations that are national organizations. I'm just curious how that becomes defined as a community grant. I'm not questioning.
Okay.
I'm just, I think for the future.
I asked Susan about it and she said it was okay. Is that correct?
That's a community.
Well, we've used.
The money staying in Sussex, that's what George wants to know.
Well, no, I mean, community improvements implied something else, helping it at a subdivision, you know, whatever. I'm just curious if this is the right, this falls in the definition. David, somebody step up to the plate and get on the record and say, this is appropriate.
Yeah, I mean, we have.
I don't care if
we've
done it in the past.
I don't have the list of grants in front of me, but we have given to organizations like this in the past from community improvements.
Community improvements. Example like.
Well, maybe not an example just like this, but an example that would be not.
This seems a stretch to me, but I don't care giving them the money, but I think it's a stretch that we use community.
But how much stipulations did we have on the actual grant?
I don't know.
At the time of the budget? I don't think it was restricted in.
No, it wasn't.
I don't think we defined.
It was in general a program, but not specific as to, these are the rules.
Sounds like a lot of other programs.
So, but.
I have a motion, Mr. Phillip, Mr. Jones, second Mr. Phillips, to give $5,000 from Mr. Jones's capital improvement account to American Cancer Society.
Well, take out the word capital.
Community.
Community improvement, excuse me.
It does improve the community. I mean, it's a community-wide event.
It's a stretch.
Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. Sorry, got your mic working.
First State Community Action, Mr. Rogers.
Yes, what was the amount that he did?
Well, he didn't have an amount. He won.
They're going to build a house in every councilmatic district or put a roof on, right? That's the next one.
They're going, work groups.
Oh, is this?
Mission groups.
This is yours. This is a gentleman that came up here and.
I know, I thought Bernice was going to be here today. I got a call yesterday and asked for Wayne Maloney. His church is working to bring students from all across the nation in here this summer to work on homes that are owned and do improvements to senior citizens' homes. I think this is one, isn't it?
Yep. And we did it through First State Community Action before.
First State, right.
Yeah. And they were asking for $10,000. And I told them,
said no way.
I said, I don't think with that.
I think Mr. Rogers can give that.
No, wait a minute. You got one.
So,
I also spoke to Bernice.
They're going to house the students.
Why don't they come in as they do a house and ask us for that each project?
Well, no, they're bringing all the students in all summer long.
70 kids in.
Yeah.
What's the money for?
It's put roofs on senior citizens' houses throughout Sussex County.
Okay, but why don't they come in and ask for the money for that each project?
That would be a little cumbersome since it's only a summer project. They need to take care of the kids. They need to build the houses.
How many kids?
Do the improvements.
How many kids are we talking about?
It's 6 dozen.
Mission groups.
I think
churches.
There's
a dozen at least, wasn't it?
I thought there was more than that.
Is there a letter?
I thought it was 100.
Yes, he came in and gave a presentation last week.
Where were
before.
You?
I was here. Where?
The guy came
in.
Didn't talk to us?
Yeah, but you got to have a letter.
Nope. I have a letter.
I was sending to Bernice.
And we can provide Bernice.
I'd make a motion we defer to next week on this.
How much did you want?
Well, that $10,000.
Well, he asked for $10,000. I told him that would be a stretch, but
anything.
We did this a few years ago, and they stayed in the Grange Hall down here to
Cold Spring.
Cold
Spring, that's right.
And they brought kids in there, and we funded that project, and they worked all over the county.
Right, I do remember that. But I don't know how much it was from last time.
Yeah, go find out.
Well, defer for a week.
For First State, we've given them different.
Right.
Neil just implied that we gave it to, that we may have, and I don't know, years ago to the same type of project. How much was it?
It was.
Does anybody know that particular project?
I don't remember.
You want to get Bernice?
Bernice here next Tuesday?
I will have Bernice. She would love to come.
Get Bernice here next Tuesday, and we'll
too iffy
put that back on the agenda, Robin.
Please,
thank you.
A minute ago, we had transfer tax problems, and here we are getting off of.
This is money in this budget year.
Yeah,
right.
It's not in the future.
Next year, you want
Beach and Bay Cottage Tour, Friends of South Coastal Library.
There you go, George.
$500.
Second.
I have a motion.
From Councilmatic.
Yeah, do you doing anything South Coastal? It's
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, second Mr. Phillips, to give $500 from his Councilmatic to the Beach and Bay Cottage tour.
I'll follow.
Friends of South Coastal Library, Mr. Cole.
No support.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
Bethany Beach 4th of July Parade Committee.
No, I'll give $500.
I have a motion for $500 from Mr. Cole's Councilmatic, seconded by Mr. Phillips to give Bethany Beach 4th of July Parade Committee. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
Milton 200th Anniversary Committee.
Make a motion, Mr. Rogers, give $5,000.
Go ahead. Yeah, I'll give, I'll do that. It's community reinvestment. 200th anniversary, 500 community reinvestment. 5,000. 5,000 community reinvestment. You said
mark this day down.
Second.
I have a motion from Mr. Rogers, second from Mr. Phillips, to give $5,000 from his community reinvestment to the Milton 200th Anniversary Committee.
He must be running for
Mr. Cole.
This is turning into a real slushy fun. What?
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. The next one's in Nanticoke Rotary. Let me give you a little explanation. The Nanticoke Rotary is having a golf tournament sometime in early May, and they are hoping to raise $50,000 minimum. For the Tom Browns, Pagin and Samantha, and their memorial. Tom wants to do a pediatric, two pediatric rooms at Nanticoke Hospital. And so all the money raised will be in memory of Samantha, who was killed in an automobile accident, and Pagin died 30 days later, which Tom is he's with the hospital and he's also in the Rotary. So that's what they're funding this year is going to, and I would like to give $5,000 from my council, from my community reinvestment fund.
What are you doing?
I'll make that motion.
I have a motion from Mr. Phillips, seconded by Mr. Jones, to give $5,000 from my community reinvestment to the Nanticoke Rotary for their golf tournament to be used to for the Nanticoke Hospital's pediatric rooms that are going to be providing. Mr. Cole.
Yeah.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
Delaware Adolescent Program, they have received no past grants. That's also known as DAPI.
Also known as what?
DAPI.
DAPI.
I don't know if some people know it by that, but that's what the acronym stands for.
What are they asking for? From who?
$130 each, $150 from all is the note I have on the grant request.
$150 total, right?
Excuse me?
Each.
$150 total?
No. Yeah, $150 total, $30 each.
$30 each. Do I have a motion?
That's a suggestion I have on the letter.
Correct.
From who?
There's no name.
Do you have a motion?
Yes.
No name. I have a motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by Mr. Rogers, to give $30 from each councilmatic to DAPI. Any questions? Being none, Mr.
Friend,
Cole. Mr.
Friend.
Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
A note with no name, but
it's county girls. They have a Sussex Georgetown office. They're right down the street.
Delaware Foundation Reaching Citizens Incorporated. What is that?
Delaware Foundation Reaching Citizens.
What are they reaching them for?
Last year we gave them $50 each for $250,000.
$250.
Hold on. No. $250.
$250,000.
Did I?
What do they do?
Do I have your rattle?
No. I am fine.
You have anything on it, Rob?
Yeah, I do. I have something on it. It is the Blue Gold All-Star Football Game.
I guess I got two too then. Damn. I would give. Thank you.
$50.
I had another note.
Don't give me nothing. I run.
The public is giving me. Serious person. Last year we gave them $50 each, $250 in total, or we could do $20 each, $100 each. And I don't know why this could
qualify for
youth activity.
We'll move
activity. $50
each.
I have a motion from Mr. Cole, seconded by Mr. Phillips, to give the Delaware Foundation Reaching Citizens Incorporated $50 each. Councilmatic, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. Boy Scout Troop 102.
Where are they from?
It's Mr. Rogers' troop, I think.
Yeah,
I think so.
He was an Eagle Scout.
It's Milford. He is getting, Chad Warren's getting his...
There's right by Waples Pond. By, I mean, right
Eagle
by
Scout
Washington
or
Pond.
Life Scout Award.
No, Paul, split it.
How much is it?
$250.
No.
Well, he's new. There's no past grant. I mean...
What's he doing?
He's getting his Life Scout Award. He expects a project, because he has to do a whole project in the community to get this award. He expects a project. It's going to cost $1,000.
We can come and do the minutes for Robin for 2 weeks.
For the community project.
I would suggest using youth activity.
There you go.
He's going to build, he's going to work at Prime Hook.
Got her an intern.
They pay for everything. How much is it?
You got a motion?
Once $1,000, but of course, you know,
typical
$250 youth activity.
I'll give him up and you give me the
$1,000.
Now youth activity, because that way you're putting in.
What do you give him, Mr. Rogers?
$250 youth activity.
I have a motion to give $250 to the Boy Scout Troop 102, seconded by Mr. Jones.
Get this straight today.
Any questions?
It'll be amazing.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
Laurel Lions Club?
Phillips.
Us?
That's yours.
You're Laurel too, aren't you?
Last year we gave them 400, 200 each.
I'll make that motion.
I have a motion, Mr. Phillips, seconded by?
What was the motion?
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
To give 200 from Mr. Phillips and 200 from my councilmatic to the Laurel Lions Club for their...
Two from Mr. Jones, right?
Yeah, and Mr. Jones.
No.
Did leave Mr. Jones. Any questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. Is that all of them, Sue?
Jones approved my money getting away.
Additional business. Introduce Sue.
There are none. That was removed, Dan.
Nope.
They amended the agenda to take that off.
Yeah, pay attention.
Go ahead, John. Hi there. Paul Bluest from Oak Orchard, 33232 Mercer Avenue. I was here, I believe, last November and complaining about an ordinance or Chapter 80 on lot maintenance. And Mr. Ira Ketcher, the constable, was working with us in Oak Orchard. You had photos of the complaint that we had, and to this day nothing has been done.
Is that trash on a lot or something?
Trash on a lot. Here's the photographs.
That's
again.
All the crap. Yeah.
Have you talked to Mr. Hitchens lately? I know.
Yes.
He told me that I thought it was being resolved. But...
just here's what has happened. Mr. Hitchens, when I called him back beginning of April, he brought two other constables down. The landowner, his brother, and his other brother came into the county, and the consensus of the community is that he scared Ira. That the man needs time. And the community has dealt with that eyesore, sorry, for 18 years. How much time? And our question is to you, how long do we have to wait now to clean up the mess? Do we have to wait 18 years for it to be cleaned up? His brother lives in the property. Supposedly, the person who owns the property is from Pennsylvania. They can only go after the person who owns the property and not the brother who lives in the property.
Correct.
And I said to Ira, how do you know that that's the brother that lives in Pennsylvania owns the property? Because he said so.
Like some of your notes. Well, the assessment might have said that. But we have.
The point is he never showed identification to anybody. They're all brothers.
Right.
So it's a corporation. It owns.
If I'm not mistaken, we can go in like we do with grass cutting, and I don't like to put liens against property, but we could go in there if they're violated and clean that joint up and put a lien against the property.
It's not just a grass thing.
I understand.
Numerous vehicles and boats.
Do we have to take them to court first?
Well, after this gentleman finishes, maybe
okay.
We can respond to that.
But I understood last November that that's where we would have went till now, and now it's, what,
now we're still
5 months later.
We're still not
sitting in the same spot. And nothing except these people have shifted the boats around, one boat around, and that's acceptable to the constable's office, that they're working on it. The boat that was shifted around was the boat that's legal. Huh. You know, it's a boating community, and we're not opposed to boats, because everybody has a boat. It's the 18 years of neglect to the property. There's a ditch around the property that is highly polluted, that leads right into the bay, and nothing's being done about it. All the other people that own properties along there that have ditches maintain their ditch, maintain the cleanliness of it. This thing is like garbage in the ditch, oil.
Is it a tax ditch?
Pardon?
Is it a tax ditch or not?
Well, it's not critical. Just
is it a, I don't know what.
It doesn't matter. What man wants to know, is there any way that we're going to see any enforcement in this county? Can somebody give him some direction? Because I can't help
maybe,
him.
Maybe let him do it.
Somebody do something, please. Nothing's happening.
Well, let's let Jim, then we'll go from there.
Let's hear it.
Hang on just a second. Why don't you sit down for a second, sir, and then we'll...
This might be something that Mr. Godwin could help me with, too. There's a situation where the county did take a gentleman over in the Forgotten Mile in the Dewey Beach area to Constable's or court? JP Court recently, and because of the inconsistencies in the way the county law is written about lot maintenance and numbers of vehicles on property and the condition of those vehicles, we didn't win the case. Huh. And before it went to court, I had met with the constable and gone over the situation with him and told him that there were problems with the ordinance. He had decided to drop some of the charges, but he wanted to go ahead on so he would know one way or the other whether we could enforce the ordinance. And Mr. Godwin mentioned to me at the beginning of the meeting today that we didn't win that case, and at some point when I had the time to work on it, he needed to sit down with me and the representatives of the constable's office and propose some amendments to the county ordinance that would allow, make it clear as to the situations where the county can enforce the ordinance and the penalties that can be imposed. Is there anything you want to add, Hal?
Thank you, sir.
You capitalize it pretty well. It's frustrating to visit neighbors such as the one you have here in front of you, and they point to properties that are nearby that are really in horrible condition with junk cars, junk equipment parked there for years on end, grass growing up around them, old campers. Our constables cite the case based on the code that we have, and the judge doesn't find that the code and the violations line up well enough to create a forfeiture. So the fact is, my opinion, and apparently the judge's opinion, that we need to polish up our code and refine it some so that we can pinpoint the enforcement that we'd like to take to maintain the properties.
All depends on the whose judge you get, though.
Well, quite partially, but our code clearly is not.
I mean, it is, because I won a case a year ago, and that's where we took them to court, and I showed up to it.
It's all about the judges, I understand.
And we got to find the guy $18,000. Now,
when we go to court, Hal, who, or Jim, who is in court with Mr. Ira? Does Ira go by himself?
This wasn't Ira in this last case. It was Pete Normally, Dirks. Yes.
Who?
Normally Dirks.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, they go by themselves.
No legal representation.
So we go into court with no legal representation. Our staff people are supposed to be so well trained that they're
It's like the police. They do their own presentations.
Yeah, but they do it on a regular basis, pretty much. I don't know how often Ira's been in court or any of these guys. But all right, what are we going to do? Is there a consensus then, gentlemen, to do something? This is the first I've heard that we've got an ordinance. Oh. I mean, we've said it for years. Well, can we get something done today?
I think you can't get anything done today, but you can.
Well, can we get you to work on that?
Yeah, wait a minute. Well, let me talk.
All right, come quickly. Ahead, yeah,
this was only mentioned to me at the beginning of the meeting. So,
for 5 years, back when Bob Betts was in there, we have a number of situations in our ordinance. Our ordinance is nothing but a piece of paper that's very vague, that's always in favor of the person breaking the law. Our fee structure, our fine structure is a joke. They get cited, you go through the court system, and the judges say, we'll pay $1 a month because you're on hard times. We talked about this before, about
yes, we have.
Making it, you know, littering or cars or whatever it was, make the fine $1,000 a day. Then they get off their hands and start doing something. But our fee structure is a joke, and our
we can't enforce the fine.
Our ordinance don't mean
nothing. But part of the problem is that these ordinances that they're trying to enforce, some of those are in the building code section. They really are.
Well, then let's do something about it. We can't keep talking.
Make new ones. You need some.
That's what I'm trying. Is there a consensus today to tell Jim to do it?
I will.
The last time we had this conversation, nothing happened. Time before that, nothing happened.
Who is the?
But you do nothing.
Who is now in charge of the constable's office? Who's the top dog?
Alan Holloway.
Can we Can we task Alan Holloway to take a personal interest in this particular case?
Yes.
We don't have widespread court case losses coming down every week. You know, we lost one without representation.
I mean, it's a question of cost too.
Sure.
But wait a minute.
Right now, we've got a gentleman in front of us with a problem that should have been addressed months ago.
But he's saying the ordinance isn't any good.
But what I'm saying is that Alan could tell us whether this set of facts can be properly addressed under the ordinance. And if it can't, then we need to amend the ordinance.
And if it can, let Alan address it. He's got a lot of experience and a lot of energy that he could maybe get this thing fixed.
So wait.
And then another day, we can revisit the code.
Another day.
I spoke.
You just got done saying, Jim, the ordinance isn't any good.
Well, he did.
Now it's okay because he said, let's just try to work this out.
You didn't hear me, Mr. Cole. What I said is that Mr. Holloway is going to look at it. Ask Mr. Holloway to look at this and compare it to the ordinance and tell us whether he can enforce it. I can give you an example. It talks about abandoned vehicles being motor vehicles. It doesn't talk about boats.
That's what's on here.
So there's some of what this gentleman wants us to do, I don't think is going to be encompassed by the ordinance.
That's why the ordinance needs to be changed, not just to try to work out this case again.
The way that I was told and the way that I read this as a citizen, as a common person, it describes vehicle, a licensed vehicle by the state of Delaware. That is a boat. That's a trailer.
That may or may not be.
But no, that's what the constable is telling me to uphold this. And that's what I read into this.
Well,
and then I also read into it that, which we talked about, that the county has the right, if the person doesn't confide to the law, to this, within 10 days, that the county would act and go out onto the person's property and remove the items.
But what I'm saying...
But the point is why put something on a piece of paper, distribute it to the public, when it doesn't mean anything?
Well, it's been there for years, sir.
I realize that.
And part of what you're telling us is that there's a lot of things out there other than licensed vehicles that need to be attended to.
But if a licensed but a vehicle meaning of what? A trailer that has a boat on it that's not licensed, that's a piece of, it's fine.
My concern is that if we take this gentleman to court now, the results...
A lot of people, and I don't want to point the finger at one person, but you've got issues of other areas. This man is stubbing his nose at current law.
But do you agree that current law needs some tweaking?
I would hope so, if you can't do anything with this law. But it surprises me that I'm the only person that ever came before this council.
I don't think you are.
No, keep coming up, and it just keeps...
Mr. Griffin, will you meet with Mr. Holloway and come back to us within 30 days?
In the meantime, can Mr. Holloway go out and start working on this and seeing if there is an opportunity?
We'll investigate it. Right.
All right.
Okay. Because I'll need to know what the facts are in order to draft an ordinance.
Why are you shaking your head?
If you like, we can put it on the agenda next week to get a report on this specific situation.
This is it again.
If this is not enforceable, then why did the constable spend the money to go and cite this?
It's all he had to work with, sir.
Jesus. Well, then he could have told us there's nothing to work with. Why spend the money in car traffic to go down there?
He's not a lawyer. He's not a lawyer.
He's not a judge.
Well, you just said that he represents himself in a court of law.
I agree.
Go to the police.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Your point is nothing can be done. My point is,
if you want to have something done that really works, it might be better to get the ordinance right before you do it.
Me?
Him?
No.
Us?
I'm not talking about you. I'm just talking about
That's up, yeah.
And rather than do something that wouldn't give you the result you want, it would be better for us to clean up the ordinance, then cite the person.
And how long do we have to wait?
Well, ordinance amendments have to be proposed in writing. They have to be published. There has to be a public hearing. It could be several months.
Ever since I've been here.
And nothing gets done.
Would we be notified?
Oh, yes, there's a public hearing.
That's why we need full-time legal representation.
Okay, you'll meet Mr. Holloway, and you have Mr. Holloway go down and look at it and see what he can do.
We'll try. I know when I talked to Mr. Hitchens, and it's been months ago, last time I talked to him about this, he indicated that some things had been done. I wasn't aware you were going to speak today, but that the boats, that we were very limited on what we could do with the boats, and that's there was questions about even if they're not on a trailer, which a lot of these boats in this picture aren't, then we may not be able to. Our law may not address that. So
we'll see. Clean it up. Have them take us to court.
We need to tighten it up.
Come on, Dan.
Mr. Kramer.
Okay. Thank you. Additional business, Mr. Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. I tell you what, I want to know one thing. Mr. Dukes here tells me that you were on the radio, saying that if they gave you a watch, you would quit.
A Rolex, I said.
Well, okay, so it's a Rolex.
Yeah.
All right, if they give you that watch, you going to quit today?
If I get a Rolex.
They're Rolexes and then they're Rolexes.
Go at it.
I mean a real one.
Are you going to lie about that, or are you truly telling the truth?
I might quit.
No, not might. Are you going to quit if they give you that watch today?
I tell you what, I'll put a little caveat in there. I would.
No. What did you say on the radio? Did you lie on the radio, or did you tell the truth?
If you'd stop coming here, I'd take that watch.
No, it'd be doggone. It'll be a cold day in H before I stop here, coming here because of you. That's for dang sure. I want to know, did you tell the truth on the radio? If you said, according to him, that if they gave you a watch, you would quit. Now, are you telling the truth, or are you telling a lie? Now, which is it?
Mr. President, would you please have this man removed?
You ain't got the guts to remove me.
Thank you, Mr. Kramer. I need a motion to adjourn.
Sheriff.
I have a motion, second, adjourn. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Would you?
Opposed? So carried.
Deputy, would you?
He ain't got the power. Don't go there. I'll tell you what. He doesn't want to try my ass. That's for sure.